Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. This week's podcast is titled Japan's Last Stand. There is a popular American military term called a last stand that is meant to describe a situation in which a body of troops holds a defensive position in the face of overwhelming odds. The defensive force usually takes very heavy casualties or is completely destroyed, as happened at Custer's last stand. General Custer, misreading his enemy's size and force, fought his final and fatal battle of Little Bighorn, leading to complete annihilation of both himself and his troops. The Japanese government is partaking in a truly incredulous measure to expand its QE program in a desperate attempt to devalue its currency and reinflate asset bubbles around the world. In other words, Japan is constructing its own version of a last stand. In a final attempt to grow the economy and increase inflation, Japan announced a plan to escalate its QE pace to $700 billion per year. In addition to this, Japan's state pension fund, the GPIF, intends to dump massive amounts of Japanese government bonds and doubling its investment in domestic and international stocks. All this in a foolish attempt to increase inflation, which Japan mistakenly believes will spur on economic growth. Japan is now guaranteed to be successful only in the total destruction of its currency, the complete destruction of its economy, and the collapse of markets it is attempting to manipulate around the world. To fully understand their misguided reasoning, we have to explore how Japan got here in the first place. Coming out of World War II, Japan enjoyed a three-decade period referred to as its economic miracle. The miracle was instigated by a booming post-war export economy and strict fiscal policies meant to encourage household savings, which caused its standard of living to soar to among the highest in the world. Japan sailed into the 1980s on the wave of robust economic growth. However, if we have learned one thing after all these years, its government's insatiable need, absolutely insatiable desire, to tinker even when they don't need to. Fittingly, the 1985 Plaza Accord was such a tinker. It sought to weaken the US dollar against the yen and German Deutschmark and caused the yen currency to appreciate against other currencies. The Bank of Japan, in an attempt to offset the rising yen, drastically reduced interest rates. The BOJ's loose monetary policy in the mid to late 1980s led to aggressive speculation in domestic stocks and real estate, pushing the prices of these assets to astonishing levels. From 1985 to 1989, Japan's Nikkei stock index tripled to 39,000 and accounted for more than one-third of the world's stock market capitalization. By the late 1980s, Japan transitioned from a miracle economy to its infamous bubble economy, in which stock and real estate prices soared to stratospheric heights driven by a speculative mania. Japan's Nikkei stock market hit an all-time high in 1989, then crashed, leading to a severe financial crisis and a long period of economic stagnation that Japan is still entrenched in. It has now become known as Japan's lost decades. Shortly after the bubble burst, Japan embarked on a series of stimulus packages totaling more than 100 trillion yen, leaving an economy that was once built on savings to display a debt-to-GDP ratio that now exceeds 240%, which is the highest in the industrialized world. Making matters worse, the BOJ has more recently engaged on an enormous campaign to combat deflation, despite the fact that the money supply has been in a steady uptrend for decades. At the end of 2012, excuse me, At the end of 2012, we were introduced to Abenomics, which is Premier Shinzo Abe's plan to put government spending and central bank money printing on steroids. His strategy is crushing real household incomes, which are down 6%, and caused GDP to contract 7.1% in the second quarter. With the rumored delay of their sales tax, it is now clear Japan is making no legitimate attempt to pay down its onerous debt levels. Therefore, one has to assume this huge addition to their QE is an attempt to reduce debt through devaluation and achieve growth by creating asset bubbles larger than ones previously responsible for Japan's multiple lost decades. This will not return Japan back to the days of its economic miracle, where the economy grew on a foundation of savings, investment, and production. The sad reality is that Japan is quickly surpassing the bubble economy achieved during the late 1980s. Its equity and bond markets have become more disconnected from reality than at any other time in history. The nation now faces a complete collapse of the yen and all assets denominated in that currency. This is clearly Japan's last stand, and there is no real exit strategy except to explicitly default on its debt. But an economic collapse and a sovereign debt default on the world's third largest economy will contain massive economic ramifications on a global scale. Japan should be the first nation to face such a collapse. Unfortunately, China, Europe, and the United States must also face the complete and utter collapse that result from insolvency coupled with the abrogation of free market forces on the part of governments. And now I'd like to quickly touch on the investment strategy, proprietary investment strategy for my clients and prospective clients. So let's just take a look at where I believe markets are headed at this current juncture. The markets may drift higher, and I say just drift higher, because of what Japan has done. But I want you to understand one thing. Please do not become complacent. I will not become complacent with my investors. So, as I was correct in saying that the market would go nowhere in 2014, and as of the middle of October, all major averages were down, and I said it was very dangerous because the tapering would cause a correction of 20% or more in the major averages. And then the baton was passed from the Fed's QE right over to Japan. So Japan is actively printing $700 billion a year, and much of that money is going into international equities. Now, that doesn't mean we can't get a correction in the market. It just means that the tapering from the Fed has been largely offset by the counterfeiting in Japan. However, this is very crucial. We need to watch yields in Europe, sovereign bond yields in Europe, United States, and especially Japan. We also need to keep an eye on how quickly the yen's value unravels. The value of the yen is quickly unraveling as we speak. I mean, we are short the yen here at Penta Portfolio Strategies. Been a big winner for us. It looks like the yen has the potential to unravel in an intractable manner. In other words, I mean collapse. Plummeting yen, this is very important. A plummeting yen, if the yen's decline starts to become unmanageable, or there's a spike in rates, interest rates, it will spell a disaster for the global economy and markets. So you have to, you know, you might want to go long in a very hedged and carefully watched position, as I'm trying to do here at Pentaport, but you cannot take your eye off the ball 1 second, because this will all end very, very badly. Unlike anything we've seen before in our lifetime or in anybody's lifetime. So you need to stay vigilant. Now, a quick note about gold. Gold is obviously trying to bottom. It may get some help from a Swiss vote at the end of November to hold 20% of their currency reserves in gold. 20% of the reserves in gold. But even if it does not pass, this is crucial also to understand. The intrinsic value of the U.S. dollar remains weak. And what I mean by that is there is no increase in real interest rates on the part of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is strengthening only against the yen and the euro, which are trying to crumble their currencies faster than the Fed. But that does not mean, it does not mean that gold should go down just because the yen is being destroyed. And because of the posture of the Federal Reserve, we learn every day more and more confirmation that Federal Reserve rate hikes continue to get it pushed further down the line. And that means interest rates in real terms will continue to be negative and should be, ex any manipulation from major financial institutions, ex that manipulation, gold should be finding a floor here and headed much higher. That also, that trade also needs to be carefully monitored. Well, that does it for this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor, you can email me directly using mpento@pentaport.com or call the office at 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.